All right, so get ready for a deep dive into a corner of the internet that's, well, let's just say it's unique.
Yeah.
We're taking a look at HSG, the Homestuck General Forum, on megiddochan.de. You sent us a bunch of posts and images from this forum. And
Right.
honestly, I'm already fascinated.
I can see why.
It's a fascinating blend
Yes, it
of
is.
Homestuck fandom internet humor and discussions that sometimes veer into unexpected territory.
Yeah, unexpected is putting it mildly.
Unexpected is putting it mildly.
Sure.
So for anyone who hasn't tumbled down the Homestuck rabbit hole,
Right.
it's this sprawling webcomic with a huge dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing on HSG goes way beyond just talking about the comic.
It really
It's like
does.
they've created their own little universe in there.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, thanks.
And one of the first things you notice is the language.
Yeah.
It's like they've developed their own dialect
Right.
with zero replacing O everywhere
Yeah.
and to terms like Nansor, Thrasydesus, and Grabtu
Right. I felt like I needed a decoder ring just to understand what they were talking about.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it.
Sure.
Every online community develops its own slang and inside jokes.
Of course.
What's interesting here is how dense and layered it is.
Exactly.
And
It's not just about being in the know.
Right.
It creates a very strong sense of belonging, almost like a secret society.
Yeah.
And by playing with language in such an absurd way, they're also signaling that they're not taking themselves too seriously.
There's definitely a sense of irony and self-awareness in a lot of the posts. But then
Definitely.
you have this recurring phrase,
Yeah.
Mega Chan E zeros U. And suddenly things get a little mystical.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
The way they talk about Megachan, it's almost like a deity,
All right.
a watchful presence over the forum. But then you see posts where users seem to be interacting with Megachan directly, as
Yeah.
if it's a real person or even an AI chatbot.
There's that request for a major chan bot that would filter out certain users' posts.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Very interesting. It
Yeah.
suggests that maybe Megachan isn't just a playful concept,
Right.
but something they're trying to manifest in a more concrete way. And it also hints at the complexities of online community dynamics.
For sure.
Who gets to decide what's acceptable content?
Yeah.
What happens when those lines get blurred?
Whoa, okay. So Mega Chan might be more than just a meme.
Yeah, it's possible.
We've got layers
Oh,
here.
you do.
But then on a completely different note, there's this intense focus on Rose LaLonde, one
Okay.
of the main characters from Homestuck.
Right.
But it's not just Rose. They have Woe's Rose,
Right.
Gatto Rose,
Yeah.
Pirate Rose, even a Zoom call.
Rose.
They even have a
Gatto.
whole website dedicated to cataloging these variations.
Woo.
Megachan.deRose.html.
That's
It's like
amazing.
Rose has become this blank
Ah.
canvas for their creativity,
Yeah.
a meme they can constantly remix and reinterpret.
I see.
It speaks to the power of fandom to take
Yeah.
ownership of a character
Yeah.
and transform it into something new.
Totally.
That makes sense. It's like fan fiction, but with images and memes instead of stories.
Right.
But, and this is where things take a bit of a darker turn.
Okay.
There's this, I don't know, this animosity towards someone named Caroline Cash.
Yes. Caroline Cash seems to be a real-life artist whose work,
Okay.
for whatever reason, this community really dislikes.
They call for NNC4 liberation.
Wow.
Talk about making stickers, denouncing her work. It
Really?
gets pretty intense.
Mm.
Is this just a meme?
Yeah.
Or is it something more, I don't know, unsettling?
It definitely raises questions about the line between online expression and real-world harassment.
Yeah.
Is this just harmless venting, or could it potentially spill over into something more harmful?
Right.
It's something to consider as we delve deeper into the community's dynamics.
Okay, so we've got this weird lingo, a potentially sentient Mega Chan, an obsession with Rose LaLonde, and a collective dislike for Caroline Cash. And this is all before we even get to the posts about AI,
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk, and international politics.
Which is what we'll explore next.
Right.
The range of topics they cover is truly remarkable.
Yeah, it really is.
And it really speaks to the diverse interests within this seemingly niche community.
It does.
It really does. It's like
Yeah.
that they're taking these huge, complex topics like AI,
Yeah.
global politics, the future of humanity, and filtering them through this very specific, very strange lens of Homestuck and internet humor.
Yeah, there's this one post that compares different political figures to characters from a video game.
Right.
And it's actually pretty insightful.
Oh, wow.
It's like they're using the shared language of fandom to process and understand the world around them.
Yeah, and it's not just about understanding. There's a strong satirical element to a lot of these posts. They're using humor to point out the absurdities of the systems and structures we live in, whether it's the political landscape, the art world, or even just the everyday frustrations of being online.
You know, it's funny because at first glance, this whole forum seems like just a bunch of random inside jokes and memes.
Yeah.
But the more we dig into it, the more I'm seeing these layers of social commentary.
Right.
And even, dare I say, philosophical reflection.
Absolutely. There's a post where someone outlines a very specific and disturbing method for extending one's lifespan.
Oh, wow.
On the surface, it's presented as a dark joke.
Uh-huh.
But underneath, it seems to be tapping into very real anxieties about aging, mortality, and the limits of human existence.
It's kind of brilliant in a twisted way.
Yeah.
They're taking these deep existential questions and reframing them through this lens of absurdity.
And that's what makes this community so fascinating to study.
I agree.
They're not just passively consuming content.
Right.
They're actively engaging with it, reinterpreting it and using it as a springboard to explore their own thoughts and ideas.
Okay, but what about the Caroline Cash stuff?
Right.
We can't just gloss over that.
Yeah.
There's a level of vitriol there that's hard to ignore.
For sure.
Is that just part of their ironic humor?
Right.
Or is there something more problematic going on?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's possible they genuinely dislike her art style. Yeah. Or maybe it's become a kind of in-joke,
right,
a shared enemy they can rally against.
Ah.
But it does raise concerns about the potential for online communities to become echo chambers.
Yeah.
Where negativity and even harassment can flourish.
Right. It's a reminder that even in these seemingly anonymous online spaces, there are real people with real feelings involved.
Uh-huh.
And the impact of those words, even if they're intended as jokes, can be very real.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
It is.
On the one hand, we want to protect freedom of expression online.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we need to be aware of the potential for harm and find ways to foster more empathetic and responsible online interactions.
So what does all of this tell us about the Medjidoken community?
Mm.
Are they just a bunch of trolls hiding behind ironic humor?
Right.
Or is there something more substantial going on beneath the surface?
I think it's more nuanced than that.
Okay.
Yes, there's a lot of humor and absurdity, but there's also a real sense of community.
Right.
A shared passion for Homestuck.
Yeah.
And a willingness to engage with complex issues in a way that's both playful and thought-provoking.
It's almost like they've created their own little microcosm of society.
Yeah.
With its own rules, its own language, and its own unique ways of processing the world.
And that's what makes this deep dive so valuable.
Yeah.
It's not just about understanding one specific online community.
Right.
It's about gaining insights into the broader evolution of online culture.
Hmm.
How people are using the internet to connect, create, and make sense of their place in the world.
It's like we've stumbled into this alternate dimension where the lines between reality and fantasy are constantly blurring.
And that blurring of lines, I think, is key to understanding this community.
Uh-huh.
They're not afraid to embrace the absurd, the surreal, even the disturbing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to tell where the joke ends and the genuine sentiment begins.
Yeah, like that post about the disturbing method for extending one's lifespan.
Right.
Is that a dark joke?
Yeah.
A cry for help?
It could be.
A commentary on the fear of death?
Uh-huh.
It could be all three at once?
Exactly. And that ambiguity, I think, is part of the appeal.
Yeah.
It forces you to think critically, to question your own assumptions, and to engage with the material on multiple levels.
It's like they're challenging us to look beyond the surface, to find the deeper meaning hidden within the layers of irony and absurdity.
And I think that challenge is ultimately a positive thing. It forces us to confront our own discomfort, to acknowledge the complexity of human experience, and to resist the urge to simplify or dismiss things that we don't immediately understand.
You know, it's funny because at the beginning of this deep dive, I was honestly a little confused.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to make of all these strange memes and inside jokes.
Right.
But now I'm actually kind of impressed.
Yeah.
They've created this incredibly rich and intricate world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're inviting us to explore it on our own terms.
It's a testament to the power of online communities to foster creativity, connection, and even intellectual exploration.
Right.
And it reminds us that even in the most seemingly niche corners of the internet, there are fascinating stories waiting to be discovered.
So, dear listener, as we wrap up our deep dive into the depths of Medjidoken.de, we leave you with this.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to explore the weird, the unexpected, the parts of the internet that make you scratch your head and say, "What the heck is going on here?" Because sometimes those are the places where you'll find the most insightful, thought-provoking, and even life-affirming conversations.
And who knows, maybe you'll even find yourself saying, maybe Chan, Serio now, Serio you.
Okay, maybe not that.
Yeah.
But you never know. Until next time, happy exploring.